Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, let's say you've been doing a day of diving.
You're hanging out a day of diving.
You're hanging out with your dive buddies in the tiki bar after. Let's say that.
I just did.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's say it's at the, you know, Dockside Tropical Grill.
It's at the Dockside
Cafe.
Tropical Grill.
Cafe.
Yeah, Dockside Tropical Cafe.
In Marathon, Florida. And just stop, Bill, really.
I was waiting.
You're sitting around, you know, sharing your fish tails with your friends. And then, like, hey, you know, the conversation gets brought up, like, what kind of dive could we do? We want to do something different. Want to, you know, have a legacy. Want to leave a mark on this. On this world, on this dive industry thing, or, you know, this activity that we love to do so much.
Highest dive.
Excuse me?
Highest dive. We jump out of an airplane at 2,500 feet to start our dive. So we dive 2,500 feet, and then we dive just another 100.
The biggest giant stride dive. Entry.
Absolutely.
We've talked about this before.
We have. I've wanted to actually do that one. Then I wised up, and I... Or I should say,
I still want to do it.
I sobered up,
yeah.
And then, but you know, these are the kind of things.
A
like,
2,600 foot dive.
Could,
I want to be able to say,
do.
People, I did a 2,600 foot dive, 2,500 in the air, 100 in the water.
Yeah.
And then I got tangled in my chute and drowned.
Well, I'll be happy to film that for you.
I'll do it
from the ground. But anyway, I don't know. But I don't know if that's how this record that we're about to delve into. Came about. We'll find out. Jerry Hall is on Scuba Radio right now. He's gonna attempt once again to break the world's longest dive. Is that right, Jerry? And welcome, I should say, first off.
That is correct.
The longest dive. So
that is correct.
Yeah. You've held this record before, like a couple years ago, and then this guy in Florida, he broke your record for freshwater, I believe, right? For being the longest time underwater. So let's go back. Your record was set at how many hours or days or what? It was insane. What was it again?
Okay, in 2002, we spent 71 hours and 39 minutes underwater and didn't surface. In 2004, we went 120 hours and 1 minute. And then in 2011, Alan Sherrod in Florida, he beat our record by about 14 minutes or so.
14 minutes. So
we are attempting to, yes.
Yeah, that had to hurt.
We're attempting to bring it back and do this again.
Okay, so and break that down. How many days is that? I mean, 140 hours or whatever is like how many days? Like seven or something? I don't know.
120 hours is 5 days.
Five days. Wow. 5 days underwater where you basically have a support crew that's constantly rotating fresh tanks out to you all the time, or are you breathing off of like a compressor or something with a hookah, or does it matter? I don't know.
It has to be on the tanks.
It has to be on tanks.
It can't be anything supplied from the surface, so it has to be tanks. We will go through probably close to 100 tanks or so.
Yeah. Well, I remember talking to you about this a couple of years ago, and we actually talked to Alan, too. And I remember the first thing that always comes to my mind is, how do you deal with shrinkage after 5 days? My God, that must be insane.
This is what he does. He doesn't have sex right away. He waits a good solid half hour.
Yeah. Wow.
That's right. Got to wait a little bit, dry out just a bit.
Yeah. So,
We're really excited. We're very excited about all this. We got a great team. I've got team captains, Jim Bean and Tony Rutledge. They're returning.
Jim Bean. That explains so much.
Yeah, exactly. So your dive buddy is Jim Beam.
So.
Yeah, and
Tony Rutledge. These are my captains, and these guys are going to help us out, take care of all of this. We've got Bluebell Labs is going to send us a speaker so we can listen to music underwater. We'll be able to do interviews underwater.
Ah, okay.
Got a guy on the team. He's building us a underwater box to put a TV in so I can sit down there and watch TV.
Right.
Have a big time. So.
All right,
we're pretty excited about all of it.
Mm-hmm. I think Greg touched on the real question. Back in 2002, why did you guys think this was a good idea? What happened in 2002 which said, you know what, just as soon spend a week underwater as do
birthday.
Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, what was it? How did that conversation materialize there, Jerry? What do you think?
It was a friend of mine that I really just got into diving, and this friend of mine, he was one who was working all the numbers on it, and I was assuming he was going to do it, and I was going to be his topside support. About 3 months out, I was the one that's going in the water, and he was going to be topside, so it worked out pretty good, though. But
he did the old bait and switch on you.
Came about.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, well, I mean, when you have this support staff, and obviously you've thought this through many times. You've already done it a couple times. All these elements like having a TV underwater and having music underwater. I mean, where are you going to be in? Like a lake, or is it going to be a pool, or what kind of setup in that regard? And like, how warm will it be?
No. The water temperature will be around 82 degrees. It's going to be in South Houston Lake in Bristol, Tennessee.
Okay, all right.
So we're very, we did it in lakes both times before this. So this lake is going to be much warmer. The last time we was in about 70-degree water, 71-degree water, so it got real cold in a hurry.
I bet.
This time it's going to be a lot better for us.
Are you wearing a dry suit? Are you going to be doing
I'm sorry?
Are you going to be wearing a dry suit so you're fully protected in that regard, or will shrinkage actually be a real serious issue or not? You know, with your hands especially and things like that.
We have to do a wetsuit. So, and it's going to be interesting. And we have a company here locally, Josh City, that has some sorbeline cream. That's what we put on our hands and our feet to help with the shrinking of the hands and the feet, so it is a great thing.
So who is it?
Very good thing. That's what helped us last time.
Who is it that sets the rules that say, all right, you can't use a dry suit, you have to use a wetsuit, you have to be underwater, you can't breathe off of... Who is it who sets these rules? Where are the psychopaths who came up with the rules?
What do you think, Jerry?
Well, these are basically Guinness World Records rules. Now, the dry suit and wetsuit, that's just a personal preference. I prefer the wetsuit over the dry suit.
Well, the dry suit, after five days, you know, number one's not a problem. But, hey, don't get me started on number two. Yeah, hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, number two is, we'll have to change our diet completely so that we don't have number two issues.
Wow. Yeah, so for 5 days straight, or what? What do you mean? I mean, what's going on? I don't know. Maybe we don't really want to go there.
Let's not.
It sounds like one of those liquid diets.
You're
going to be on a Hollywood diet.
You don't want to really go there.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, all right. Well,
pretty much liquid diet, fruits and vegetables. I mean, the fruits and maybe some cheese and stuff like that. Maybe some candy bars. My intake will only be about 1,000 calories a day. But I'm sure I'll be burning up far more than that.
How deep will you be?
Warm and everything.
How deep will you be in this lake for 5 days or plus?
We will start out. We will start out at 30 feet for 30 minutes, and then we will move up, and we have a 12-foot by 12-foot platform, and we will be stationed on it. And it will be somewhere around 12 to 14 feet. It'll put us in the warmest thermocline of the water that we have. So that's going to put us at an optimum level.
But But, you know, just to try and make sure the optimal level stays optimal, you have a series of urinators on call that can just come in and warm up the water for you, right?
Well, that's true. That's another great thing about having a team of, you know, about 45 people who are very dedicated to this. I'm sure that they would be glad to come in and just help warm the water.
That's what Jim Beam's for. He's going to help out in that regard, maybe.
Well,
he can help out with that.
All right, so...
I'd like to mention, we have a Facebook page. I'd also like to mention that, Jerry Hall World Record Dive. Have people come, check us out, like us, and you can follow us as we go through. We also have a website, www.jerryhallworldrecorddive. So we will keep, as we're doing our prep dives and all this stuff, we've already got pictures and videos up. We've already been doing some testing, so
excellent. Well, Jerry,
check us out.
That you got it. We'll definitely pass that info along, and appreciate you checking in, and wish you the best. He's going to take part in this sometime in June, I believe. We'll get the dates here and share them with you in just a sec.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Sweet zombie Jesus, it's huge!
Oh, that's big!
A colossal mouth bass! It's diving!
It's pulling us under! Everyone into the ship!
Hey, divers, this show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies, too. Cause you all know this is the show. For those who go, we're proud to blow. Now this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. I said, this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. I said, this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we're like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today. And it's time to head off to the Bahamas. I believe we have Neil Watson. I don't know. Neil, are you in the Bahamas today, or are you back home in Fort Lauderdale? What's going on? I didn't get word.
No, man, I am in the Bahamas.
Jim Bimini.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, it's better in the Bahamas evidently today. Because Neil's there to keep things in line.
It is better in the Bahamas than it is for you to get here. I I brought the new fast ferry that's running to Bimini out of Miami this morning. You leave at like 8:30 in the morning. You're at the dock over here at Bimini at like 11. You know, you clear customs, do an afternoon dive, party that night. Sunday, you get up, do a couple of dives, and because you're not flying, you hang out in the afternoon and you go back and you're home. A one-night stand and get in 2 days of diving. It's fantastic.
Excellent. Did he say a one-night stand and he gets 2 days of diving? Or did I misunderstand you? Well, with Neil, you never know.
That's even better.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You never know what you're going to get from the dive god. But, yeah, I could have missed something there. But yeah.
Hold on. I'm making a note of that, Bob, for my new marketing.
That's it. Yeah, they got the new fast ferry over there. And that leaves from where? Port Everglades in that area or where, Neil? Where's the fast ferry from?
It's out of the port of Miami.
Oh, okay.
It's $145 round trip with the taxes. It's a fun trip over.
Nice.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it just takes, what, hours
right
maybe?
Now it's traveling Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Got it. Okay, well, there you go. So you got a great, easy way, fast, and fun way to get over to Bimini and back that you can maximize your bottom time when you're over there as well. Now,
If you were going to go from Florida to Bimini,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you do that? Because, I mean, it's not like it's out of whack with the cost of an airline flight, and you don't have to worry about flying and diving.
Right, and equipment issues, I think they're a little bit more liberal with the boat, aren't they, Neil? Or how's that work?
You get your gear on?
Are they working on that?
Yeah, there's no problem. The other problem is because it travels 3 days a week, if somebody wants to travel during midweek or whatever, it might make more sense to fly. Or if you have connecting flights, say, out of Fort Lauderdale. But, I mean, if you're out of South Florida or Florida anywhere and would be driving to South Florida to come to the Bahamas, I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, it's half the price of the airfare. And like I say, a three-day trip, you're getting in a third more diving because you don't have to worry about flying and diving because you're coming back on the boat. So,
well, forget about that. What if you're going to go for a week or 10 days?
Well,
for a week or 10 days. You go on Friday. You come back the following Sunday. You're there for 10 days. It's awesome. You don't have to worry about flying at all. That, I tell you what, that sounds like a really good deal. And if you want to travel Monday through Thursday, screw you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, once you get over there, you're not going to want to leave anyway.
There's other options.
Yeah.
There's other options. We got the seaplane service in the Bimini now,
right,
too, that is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Tropic Ocean Airways, the limitation was they had a small plane that could only carry four people and limited baggage. But they just got like a nine-passenger caravan. Now you're talking 20 minutes to land in the harbor, and it's better than boat in the way.
Yeah.
It's 40 minutes. And technically, if you've got a group of divers or on the plane, they can limit the altitude flying back to 300 or 400 feet. You can still dive on your last day.
Yeah, that Grand Caravan on floats, that is the plane that I want to get someday.
Oh, now we get to hear about the plane.
Here we go.
Thanks,
I'm telling
Neil.
You.
Appreciate it,
yes.
Neil.
So, but that's part of the adventure. You could take the ferry over, you could fly back on the seaplane, or you can mix it up a little bit. But once you get over there, you're right, Bill, you're not going to want to leave. Yeah, go stay over at the Bimini Sands there and dive with Neil or Neil Jr. And by the way, business is booming. You guys got a second boat now, Neil? Is that what I've heard? What's going on there?
Yeah, man, that's why I'm over. Check out the new boat. Yeah, the boat that we used to have at Andros years ago that Neil Jr. Ran is still over there. So we just purchased it, brought it back, and it's up on dry dock right now. We're going to completely redo it. So we got a second boat. So, gives us a little more diversity if we want to run, divers down south, but also do something with the dolphins or, the big thing is going to be during the hammerheads in January, February, and March. I mean, those 3 months are almost booked full just for the hammerhead trips.
Right.
And, of course, I don't want to eliminate the people that don't want to do hammerheads. They want to do just a regular dive trip, so we'll use, the second boat for that.
Right. Yeah, they really got everything over there. The water over there is just consistently clear. It's just easy diving, too, and a lot of the spots, it's great for beginner divers. But there's plenty of action for a seasoned diver like myself or whatever.
Yeah, the water gets all the way down into the upper 70s.
Yeah. I mean, this is bathtub diving, crystal. I mean, gin clear. That's what I love, Bimini.
Hey, we're in the diving conditions right now, the 80, 80, 80. The water temperature's 80 now. The air temperature's over 80, and the visibility's over 80. So it's Neil Watson dive god diving weather.
Yes, those are the those are his limits or goals or whatever, as they should be for everyone if they could afford to get them. You can get them a lot of times. That's pretty much normal over there in Bimini.
It's well, nice. You know, and of course, because it is going to be Greg's birthday, and he's turning 75 this week. He likes the 80, 80.
That's
80s.
One year every 2 minutes.
He likes it when the water is 80 degrees. He likes when the visibility is 80 degrees and the hot babes are 80 years old. Man, he loves it.
You know, I'm trying to think back when I was a kid, Greg's age. Like I say, I've got some dive gear older than him.
Yes, you know, people like Neil give me hope. You know, because if I can live half the life of Mr. Neil Watson, I will be living large, and I have something to aspire to. That's for sure. And Neil, you just keep on rocking there, buddy, at Bimini.
70s is the new 30.
That's right. That's I'm gonna go with that as well. By the way, you want information on how to dive with Neil and the gang there at the Bimini Sands? It's BiminiScubaCenter.com. is the website to go and book your adventure today. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Man, I want to go. You know, talking to Neil about going to Bimini sounds really appealing right now. And I'm going to be in the Maldives halfway around the world in a couple weeks here. But I got to tell you, when you think about Bimini being literally a 12-minute flight, or even on that, you know, fast ferry, I think it's like an hour, hour and a half a boat ride from Miami. And you get over there, and the sunsets and the diving and everything is just perfect. Just what a place to just go out and chill. It just doesn't get much better. So I may have to come back there from the Maldives and do a quick run. We're planning to do several little jumps over to Bimini throughout the summer this year. So keep listening. You can join us on one of those junkets and do some diving with the Scuba Radio crew.
Got to have your passport, though.
Of course you have to have your
passport to go to Bimini, but it's just so close. It is ridiculous. I've always thought of the Bahamas as being so far away because it just seems like a different world. You go there, you're on a boat for an hour and a half, and you're in a place which is just so different from the United States. It's just so different. It's so
cool. You are
cool.
On
it's
an
so
island. You are in the tropics.
You got it, baby.
And but it's nice. It's very easy to get to, but you get that same, you know, just out-island experience, just a very, very short flight away.
Earlier, we were talking with Jerry Hall. You can find Jerry Hall at Jerry Hall World Record Dive on Facebook or JerryHallWorldRecordDive.com. He is going to be attempting his world record starting on July 27th and ending sometime in August. I mean, think about that. He's going to get in the water July 27th, and he will get out of the water in August. The 2nd, the 3rd, the 9th, the 15th. You know, the water's going to be 80 degrees. He may not want to get out. I wanted to ask him what made him get out at 120 hours in 1 minute. I mean, what was it? He said, you know what? That's good enough. I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because you know he's going to stay in there for 120 hours and 15 minutes because of this Jagoff from Florida.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he beat him by 15 minutes.
Yeah, but what's gonna get him out of the water now? He's gonna be there for 140 hours, 190 hours, 250
hours. One more.
Hours.
I gotta watch one more episode on the underwater TV of Duck Dynasty. Let me hold out. Let me hold out.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Eat more lionfish. That's the new campaign from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's new thing is if you want to eat greener, try a salad with chicken on it. Honest to goodness, I saw that billboard driving by today.
Really?
Yes.
It's not eat more
a
chicken?
Salad with chicken on it.
All right, maybe that's why these divers have decided to steal their other campaign. Where, you know, like they have the two cows on the billboard and it says eat more chicken, right?
Right.
So they got these two fish and a crustacean, like a crab, holding up a billboard that says eat more lionfish. And
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very creative. I love the idea. It's our friends over in Staniel Key at StanielKeyDivers.com, by the way. And, you know, Staniel Key in the Bahamas, by the way, is one of the islands in the Bahamas, not far from Bimini, I don't believe.
It's
in
the Bahamas. So
yeah, it's a haul.
There's a limit to how far away it is, but they're not right next to each other. That's what makes them islands.
True. Exactly. But a neat place, a very unique place to dive. They filmed some of the James Bond films there at Staniel Key. Also, that Jessica Alba film back in the day. What, Into the Blue? Was that what it was? No, what was that? That wasn't it. Was it?
Yeah.
What was the name of that movie? Deep Blue. Is that Deep? I don't know. One of those Blue movies.
Deep Blue.
Yeah. The one with Jessica Alba in it. Anyway.
This movie, Blue.
Yeah, maybe. but it's a really beautiful area. I mean, right. All the islands in the Bahamas are amazing. But Staniel Key, very picturesque. Obviously, right. Why the film companies have used that location for several big motion picture shoots there in the Bahamas. But the one thing unique about Staniel Key is where they have the swimming pigs. This is the place. It's actually, it's a great place to dive, but it's very popular with the sailboaters. They have a protected harbor in there that the sailboaters will cruise through the Bahamas and go, anchor their sailboat in the harbor there or in the little protected area of Staniel Key. And, what happened is they started feeding these wild pigs that were on the island. The pigs got used to it. Next thing you know, every time they see a boat, the pigs start coming out from the island, from the bushes and stuff there on the island, and literally swim out to the boats. And I saw this a few years ago, and it is just hard to believe. But if you do a little Google search on swimming pigs in Staniel Key, it will pop right up there for you, and it will blow your mind. But evidently they have lionfish now too. Yeah. So, they're doing a lionfish tournament and, doing this little promotion. And, let's see, when is this happening? They've invited us out. Oh, Saturday. Yeah. Saturday, June 15th, StanielKeyDivers.com. And that's key. The way they spell it in the Bahamas, by the way, is C-A-Y. So it's, You could say StanielKDivers.com for you less in the know. But us in the know, call it Key. There you go. All right, there you go. And we appreciate the invite, guys. And who knows, we might, you know, that's going to be on the backside of our adventure out on the left coast for the scuba show. So I don't know that we're going to be making it out there to the Lionfish tournament, but we hope it's a success, as everything they do there at Staniel Key usually is. And then you get the added bonus of the swimming pigs. All right, speaking of pigs and diving, let's move on to Captain Cocktail. Jeff.
Nice. Nice segue.
Well, I figure I better get one in before the ripping starts on me, because if anybody's going to give me a hard time other than Bill, it's going to be Jeff Trode.
Jeff, you'll need to speak up. He's already got the old man hearing going.
What'd you say?
Yeah. 50. I sent him a box of Depends, you know, but he's probably wearing them today, I'm guessing.
Well, you know what? You know, it's great that he's reached the age of 78, and he's got friends like you. So by Thursday, 79 years old. That'll be really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, Jeff's older than me, though. He's been through this. And
I'll tell you what. It's all downhill from here, my friend.
Well, I hate to say it. I think Jeff looks a hell of a lot better. I would guess that Jeff is not a minute over 48.
You'd be wrong.
You, on the other hand, easily 78.
Well,
Bill's got great vision.
Yeah, if you say so.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
You know, the older you get, the more I've noticed you kind of look like Uncle Sam.
Thanks.
You, man.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's evidently the new thing. But I'm glad to represent USA. USA.
USA.
I want your libido. Yeah,
didn't we do that one time down here?
Wait, do what? What do you mean? What do you say?
In the USA.
Dive in the USA.
Dive in the USA.
Right off of one of Jeff's
boats.
Exactly.
We did. We had a song and everything. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, you did.
What's been going on down there in South Florida? Has the diving been good lately, or how's the weather been treating
you? Finally, we got rid of that April weather. We're into May. It's beautiful, man. Thank God.
Yeah.
It's about time. I don't know what happened. There's some weird climate stuff going on this year, but finally we were starting to look like South Florida again. And,
nice.
We got, you know, of course, many seasons right around the corner, and we're teaming up with, Lauderdale by the Sea this year for Bug Fest by the Sea. We expect you to represent Scuba Radio.
Expect me to represent, Scuba Radio in Bug Fest. We can do
Bug
this.
Bug Fest by the Sea.
All right. So you basically, you go down and it's a lobster hunting competition. I go down there, whoever
That's
catches the most or the biggest, or you got different categories, the ugliest, or what?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, you'd win that, hands
well,
down.
Thank
but,
you. I knew that
we
was
had to eliminate that one.
I just walked
but,
right into it.
Yeah, there's all different sorts of categories for boats, beach divers, the whole shooting matches, kickoff party, bands, beer, of course. Don't want to forget that.
Yeah.
And
is there a category for
$1,000 in cash prizes and then all sorts of other scuba equipment prizes.
Is there a category for the, I imagined that I caught the largest, is there an imaginary character?
It's called the one that got away prize.
Right, exactly. The person, the diver with the best story. I got a shot at that one. I could embellish slightly, maybe, to win.
Exactly.
All right, so that'll be last week of July for Florida Lobster Miniseason.
It kicks off on Tuesday, and there's a photo contest. Tuesday night is the kickoff party, and then, of course, the diving is Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday night they have a Iron Chef competition for lobstering, or the best lobster dish. So there's a lot of events going on. If you go to bugfestbythesea.com, you read all about it. And, of course, if you need a spot on a boat, we'd be happy to help you out. And of course, we want to sponsor Greg the Lobster Slayer for the event.
Yes. Well, I'll have to see if he's available. He's he's pretty busy at that time of year.
Exactly.
He's kind of like a superhero. He's kind of like there's me, and then there's the Lobster Slayer, and I do know this guy. I have a connection with him. But
the vision of you and a cape and leotards just doesn't do it for me. I got to tell you.
Hey, the lobster love it.
Greggy, you are the best lobster slayer in the world.
Yeah, see? One of my many throngs
so barely,
of fans.
Barely literate Brazilians believe you are a lobster slayer.
Yes, well, hey, I'll take
I thought that was Jose Manis.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we got that to look forward to. We might be able to sneak some diving in before July, though, too. So I need to get down there and just
have
some fun.
Yeah. Ready.
Yeah, exactly. Have you had any good sightings down there lately, or just happy to have diveable weather? What do you think?
We're happy to have diveable weather right now. I mean, it's like they turned the light switch on. There's a lot of folks out diving today. Everybody's happy for a change. No more wind and rain, thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, and we got the Black Pearl that's sailing in full effect now, too, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot to. How could I forget that?
Yeah, the new dive boat.
You and I being two pirates of the Caribbean.
Arr,
yeah, the
matey.
Black Pearl is sailing now, and she's been upgraded. We got a high definition flat screen TV on there to plug your cameras in with. And
nice. Well, to see me catching lobster there.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
All right, 2 weeks from today, we are broadcasting from the deck of the Carpe Vita Liveaboard in the Maldives. Do not miss it. Very, very special show. Can't wait.
We can't wait, white
yes.
man.
Just you listen in, Bill. You can join us vicariously and hear what you've been missing. And just hear what, you know, what liveaboard diving in the Maldives is like. It'll give you something to aspire to in the future.
Boy, do I love liveaboard diving. I mean, seriously, there is not one thing in the world that I like better than liveaboard diving.
Yeah. Well, and you've never been on this particular boat. I got to tell you, this boat, this Carpe Vita liveaboard that I'm going on, is by far the best, most luxurious liveaboard dive boat I have ever seen.
Jimmy, can you hit him? I got the glass and the box that I'm in.
I'm telling you, not to knock any other trip I've been on, But this boat in particular, the vessel, it's just phenomenal.
Well, a new boat that they outfitted when they started doing these liveaboards in the Maldives.
Right.
And they
work differently, too, because they have a separate dive boat that follows the main boat. And the dive boat is a massive boat. You can live on the dive boat. It is huge.
Greg, please tell Bill I don't hit the elderly.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Why don't you just punch somebody in a wheelchair for crying out loud?
Yeah. Yeah, real funny.
91 years old today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Bill lives vindictively through Greg. I mean, vicariously through Greg.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you guys that I'm bringing all new dive equipment, too?
Oh,
suck
yeah.
Suck it! Yeah, so, Oceanic.
He's taking us to the pool at the high school around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
Bill, you know you're not allowed near a high school.
It's $10 a student, by the way. I got all new Oceanic gear that I'm using for this trip. I got a new mask. I got my prescription dive mask. I got, I think the only piece of gear that I'm taking that isn't new is my fins. I've had these, I got those Oceanic USA Warrior fins, which I love. So I'm going to go represent the United States of America.
You taking the Digimask?
USA.
No.
Oh, well, then I'll take that off your hands if you don't want it anymore.
No.
Somebody should probably keep an eye on it.
What, my data mask?
Yeah.
No.
You should take everything of value out of your house because there's a chance of a fire.
No. I don't think so. No, but I get this new prescription dive mask I got, and then I brought an extra one and as a backup. And then I got my GoPro cameras. So we got three GoPro cameras. We got light and motion lights, which are going to be attached to them. So I got those all rigged up and ready to go. So I got three. You know what's cool? Check this out. You know, when you're packing for a trip like this, you really got to think through everything to make sure you don't forget anything. And I have been using the last few years this Olympus Pen 2 camera that I love. And I've used this camera setup for the last few years with a light motion light, a Sola light, a 1200 Sola light, which is just a great setup. And it's fairly compact. But, you know, the GoPros, they're dinky. They're about, you know, a third of the weight there. And the package where I usually bring my camera in, I have a special case that I throw it in my carry-on, and, you know, I have a certain amount of space in this padded carry-on zipper compartment type thing. It ends up, I'm able to fit two more light motion lights with adjustable arms and three GoPro cameras in the same thing.
That's amazing.
I haven't had to change any space. It's maybe added, I'm guessing, maybe 5 pounds. And I got, now I'm going to have, instead of one camera, I'm going to have four cameras, three lights, enough lighting to basically burn someone's retinas while they're nice. Underwater diving. And, I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
I do seriously hope that you enjoy your trip and that you have a great birthday.
Well, thank you.
I do want to give you a little tip because, I only know this because of some other people I know that dive.
Yeah.
But you know those 1 pound lead weights?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to bring them with you because they'll have them on the boat. That won't be a problem.
Right.
But you take those and you put them inside of the tennis balls on the bottom of your walker. And that way it's negatively buoyant. And that's going to help you on your diving.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I knew there was... It's like a setup that long, you know, it's going to go there. And,
Don't let the TSA bombard your cameras with gamma rays when you're at the airport.
Did I tell you that I got tickets to Letterman for Monday?
Yeah, congratulations.
To kick off this little adventure.
That's excellent.
That I'm going to spend, you know, 19 hours in Dubai.
Wait,
the city
of
gold.
You're going to buy one, get one with your The View tickets?
Yeah.
Well, oh, wow. You still remember that, eh?
I got to come up with a stupid human trick, though. What am I going to do?
You could poop in your pants.
What is wrong with these people? Did someone open this tequila that Jimmy the Bubble Boy brought in here for my birthday?
I'm old enough.
You guys are lightweights.
That was good,
I'm supposed
Bill.
To be able to stop myself from saying things like that at this point in my life, but sorry, no. That could not be stopped.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That was good.
Yeah, there's
we're sorry, Greg.
There's no apology that'll possibly be enough to cover for that.
Yes, there's nothing that's going to make you say, you know, Bill, you were right. I should bring you to Dubai and Sri Lanka.
Don't worry. He'll forget all this in a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, while I'm enjoying the sunset off the top deck of the Carpe Vita liveaboard.
That's true.
Crying in my beer or wine
jealous.
After a day of diving with whale sharks and hammerheads, I'll think back to this moment.
Yes, you will.
And just like, man, I'm glad I'm not you.
Who are they talking to?
Yeah.
I remember Bimmy and Jill the engineer.
Jill.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, anyway, you're going to have to listen in. It will be fun. And, you know, Scuba Cowboy is going to be on board to entertain everybody. And it's his first time to the Maldives. Mermaid Lizzie and Tiffany are coming along for this adventure as well. So we're going to shoot a video for one of Pup's songs while on the on this adventure. So it's going to be a fun thing. We'll have all the pictures up there at scubaradio.com shortly thereafter adventure. But don't miss it. That's 2 weeks from today, broadcast from the deck of the Carpe Vita little board. Once again, exploreventures.com. Get all the details right there on that trip, as well as many, many others. And you can join us in St. Kitts and Saba in January 2014. All the details right there, scubaradio.com and exploreventures.com. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter, especially if you're not 90 yet.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.